Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my deck the halls with giggles? It's holiday season, y'all.
No, we're dressed. I have a bow in my hair. You have a flower on your tits.
We're so excited for the holidays. I was saying that, you know, the Christmas PR team is now stressed. They are in full work. They're like crisis PR now. Get the elves in check. Get everyone happy. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did have a good Thanksgiving. I fell down my stairs.
Also, wait, you have like elegant long prom stairs, like main character energy stairs.
No. The stairs in my home are the centerpiece of the house. Like, they don't talk to the railing.
They have no business being that stary as they are. The stairs are staring.
They have no business being as bitchy as they are.
Yeah.
Like, they spiral. They just...
Does your brother ever, like, slide down?
No one goes down those stairs except
me. Oh, they're just terrified. Okay.
Because
do you have an elevator?
Those stairs go directly up to my bedroom, where the stairs on the other side of the house, like, okay, is what people use.
Okay,
I feel like.
Okay, so these are your personal stairs.
These are my personal stairs.
Who hates you?
Literally tried to sabotage me. They were like, you're not walking in those heels. So here's the first thing is, I haven't fallen, I feel like, in a while.
It's freeing. I'll tell you, that shit is freeing. There's like 3 seconds where you're like, if I lose it all today, get my affairs in order.
And it's very different falling, like, as an adult.
True.
Rather than, like, falling as a child. Like, if you fall as a kid, like, that, oh, it's, you popped right back up.
If I had a nickel.
No one cares if you fell down the stairs as a child. They're like, figure it out,
when
you know?
When you fall as an adult, every issue that has been, like, building up just comes out because you're like, I can't fucking do this life. No. Did you cry?
I didn't, but I'm so dramatic.
Wait, how did the fall happen? You have to give me a play-by-play.
One step.
That's like me skiing on the green.
Okay, the stairs in my house, I would say there's probably like 15 stairs. Mm-hmm. I'm literally about to step on the bottom one, like, oh, to so the ground.
You got cocky. You thought you were
all the way down.
You thought you were safe.
So I have just socks on and like an oversized t-shirt.
Dangerous.
And I'm walking down the stairs. I just slip, bang my side hip into the stair.
No.
And then like the rest of my body's like on the ground. So I'm just like there for like maybe half a second. And I hear my mom go, oh my God, did you fall? And I'm still sitting there silently. Then, like, I'm so dramatic. We're getting ready to, like, go to dinner. And I was like, I can't go to dinner. I can't go to dinner. I just
fell.
My mom was like, I think you can go to dinner.
You're like, I need to process the trauma that my body just went through.
Then I saw a TikTok like earlier in the day that was like, oh, when you disassociate, don't get nervous. It just means your brain like needed a mental like break.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but that is concerning. So I'm laying on the ground. I now have Craig, Sierra, and my mom standing over me being like, are you okay? I go into a cold sweat. I get dizzy. I think I'm going to vomit.
You had a little panic attack.
3 inches.
Let's stop saying fell. You slipped. You slipped?
I slipped. I fell. I couldn't get up.
Yeah.
Life alert immediately.
I love how you waited for everyone to swear. Like, everyone had to see where you fell, like the crime scene. You're like, I'm not moving so people see the full effect.
I have a massive bruise, which I'll show you later.
I don't want to see it.
It was insane.
I can't do bruises.
The adrenaline was wild. And then what else happened during Thanksgiving that was just like, my mom asked someone if they believed in God and like, why don't they? Mm. And so that's
just a typical Thanksgiving. was God present for the conversation?
God was in the room with us. My mom is so like dainty and like sweet. Mm-hmm. And then randomly she'll just say something like that's so insane.
Out
like,
of pocket. And by I the way, so. We had to pry this cranberry this cranberry cake recipe out of Kim. And I realized, I think it's because it's like Italian moms don't give away their recipes. Mm. My mom said, oh, it was a New York Times recipe. I love the pump tort.
Yeah.
And my Nana, she's loves attention. So she's sharing. She's on social media. She didn't even come to my Thanksgiving because she got sick and then asked us to take photos for her. And within 3 minutes, those photos were on Instagram. Me and Des, we never post photos together. Her first photo.
True content creator. A true
influencer.
She goes,
can someone send me photos? I need to post it for Thanksgiving.
Always working.
Always working.
Always working.
Always thinking, where can I get that like and that follow? And that is why she's successful.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nana got a really bad cold. It's so
Nana.
But she's doing better. Shout out, Nana. Mm-hmm. She did love the attention.
I want to go to Nana so bad for dinner.
Oh, she would love that.
I would love if you picked a weekend that we like, plan to drive to Nana Sunday morning, spend the day with her, and then, like, eat dinner and
the
go
The coziest
home.
Experience. And then she likes to watch, like, a movie.
Yeah.
That's, like, black and white.
No, I love it.
And then explain to you, like, why that person was, like, the hottest person, the it girl of, like, the 1930s.
I love that.
People have been talking about the babies thing. Like, babies are being thrown around. Because my brother has the cutest baby ever.
Right.
And I interviewed Julia Fox and I posted it because I was like, Julia, do you think I should have a baby? Because if you're going to ask someone.
You're going to ask Julia
Fox. You should ask Julia Fox that question. And she literally goes, wait. But it's weird with women because you can't wait too long. And then she's like, wait, but if you have stuff to do in your career. And I'm like, but Julia, you have, your career is going so well and you have a kid. And she's like, yeah, but I can't enjoy it because I'm too tired.
And then that makes a lot of sense, though.
And then I'm thinking about, like, we're exhausted now.
I know.
And I don't have a child. I mean, I have a daughter.
I was holding Polo like a baby the other day because I was feeding him pumpkin pie off my finger and I got a little on his fur. So I was wiping his fur off of pumpkin pie and I was like, I could be a mother. And my mom was like, I don't think so. You just fed the dog pumpkin pie from your finger. It doesn't make a mother. And I was like, that's rude. Literally a single mom.
I actually remember one Thanksgiving, I had a bad fall too.
Oh my God.
Not to make it about me, but like one of those, I was riding my bike and I get
cocky. Your
first
mistake.
I get cocky.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're like, you go a little fast and you're like, I'm Tony Hawk. And then, it was one right in front of the house. You can either go right or left. And I think I had a brain fart and I couldn't decide.
You just went straight.
So I just went straight. Yeah. And I literally flipped over the handlebars and I just like, nothing broke or anything, but I skidded across like the gravel.
Yeah.
And I just laid there and waited for people to see me.
Yeah. Because you're in shock.
Yeah, you're like, did it happen? Like, I need someone to see this to make it real. And I remember like my whole family came outside and I'm just lying in the street.
Just performance art.
And then they brought me back and they were like taking like pebbles on my body and they called me the English patient. Do you know this? It's like a movie about
the English patient.
It's a movie about someone who got like hurt really bad and they couldn't move out of a coma for I don't know.
Oh my
God. I literally don't know. So I was being so dramatic. And then we in Brooklyn we had this house where the stairs just like, you know, some old stairs are made for like I think people were littler back then.
Yeah.
Like the foot, no foot was going to fit. I don't know right. who.
I think that people were smaller.
I think people were tiny.
Yeah.
Like tiny, adorable, put them in my pocket.
Yeah.
Or they just like couldn't do math.
And I wonder why that is.
I think it's like the bigger people survive. The people who can reach the cabinets will survive.
Charles Darwin really did it with this one.
Zaddy Darwin.
He was like, you know, the girlies need 6'3 men.
So these stairs, like every time you stepped, you're like, if I'm not so 110% focused, I'm going to eat shit.
Yeah.
So it just came normal in my house to just hear like, like every 20 minutes.
No, that's so scary.
I think it makes you stronger.
I was trying to think like, oh my God, when's the last time I legitimately fell and like ate shit like that? And I remember 2 years ago, I was getting out of an Uber and I was hit by a motorized scooter.
Wait, and that's intense.
No, it was so intense, like in the moment. But
because you can't hear them.
You have no idea what's happening. I'm getting out of the Uber. I have a tequila bottle in one hand mm-hmm. and I have my cell phone in the other. I'm
obviously
on my way to a pregame. Mm-hmm. And I just like turn and this guy just fucking swipes me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go flying in the air. Mm-hmm. I land on the ground and the same thing. I just like sat there. I was like, I just got pulverized. And as a woman, I feel like this is where I hate the patriarchy. Because as a woman, inherently, I was like, oh my God, that was my fault. I'm so sorry to this man that just drove over my alive body. And I'm apologizing to him and he just speeds right away.
Well, bikes were invented by the patriarchy.
And then, like, this mom came over and was like, are you okay? Like, did you hit your head?
You're like, that's a loaded question.
And
and she's like, why do you puke in your purse? It's 7 p.m.
Nothing happened to the tequila bottle. I remember at the time, I held it up in the air. I remember at the time, I was single. I had,
touchdown.
Like, 7 boyfriends. And yeah. I called all of them. Was like, I was just hitting the street. Not one cared. So.
No, when I got hit by a car in college, the first thing I did was call my coach, tell him I'm going to be late for practice. Like, that's the first thing I thought of. Not like, oh, am I going to be okay?
Yeah.
Women, we have to change how we think.
Yeah. Like, me apologizing to that man. You almost killed me.
Did you have a, like, Thanksgiving Eve moment in your town?
Of course, it's my Super Bowl.
Did you do it?
Can I tell you what I did on Instagram, like Monday night and Tuesday night?
Mm-hmm.
I was helping all the girlies get their Thanksgiving Eve outfits.
Okay.
Because I know what that night is like.
Because mm-hmm. you're like rebranding. Like, I don't care who you were 3 days before Thanksgiving Eve. You can walk in that bar being whoever you want.
Yeah. Going into your hometown bar is just, I mean, it's your Regina George moment. I lived for it.
So lived. You went.
Not this year.
Not this
31,
year.
Hannah. That would have been embarrassing.
I don't know
me.
The rule. I like, because I didn't have a hometown. I was just a city
slicker. Oh, yeah. I guess in the city, you guys don't have that, like.
So.
Well, but you grew up in Brooklyn. I feel like that's very neighborhood vibes.
It's very, I mean, if we were going to go to the neighborhood bar, it's like us going to Prospect Park where everyone smoked weed.
Right.
But I also, I went to Beacon on the Upper West Side. So I get a text.
This year?
This year.
Okay.
And this has never happened before. From two of my friends. I actually had like a decent friend group, even though I was only there for like a year and a half. Because I was coming from Florida. It's a whole thing.
Right.
And they were like, hey, do you want to come to a Beacon High School reunion tonight? And I was like, I'm in West Hampton, but like you should have told me like earlier. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, we're meeting at a bar on the Upper West Side. And I'm like, that would have been
what year did you graduate high school? 2009?
2009.
Okay.
So they're like, we're going to a bar on the Upper West Side. And I'm like, that would have been too far for me anyway.
Wait, I'm like kind of sad you missed it.
No, well, then they were like sending me pictures. And I don't even know like who's married, who's not, who's a DJ. Like, I don't know.
I feel like everyone I went to high school with is married and has kids. So I feel like
none of them have kids.
We wouldn't even like get together
True.
Thanksgiving Eve.
True.
But have you been to any high school reunions?
I went to one like before I was on TV.
Okay.
And I will randomly get like messages from people from Beacon and be like, what's up?
Yeah.
I'll more get stuff from tennis girls because the tennis girls we played together from like my whole like
yeah.
from age 12 to age 18. So they'll be like, yo, what are you doing on this Facebook reel? And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, hey, girl.
We had one. I remember we had like a five and I was like, I'm not going to it. I'm not where I want to be in my life yet. I'm not ready to flex. And then I like missed our 10.
Yeah.
And then I forgot. And then I don't even know if we've like had our 10 was like during COVID.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate. But I know that people like go hard on that. And I've never really experienced it. So I almost did it, but I didn't.
I have a gripe.
I love a gripe.
I know we're like loving. Look, we love Gen Z. And anything they tell us to use, like we're going to use it. We're going to try it. Mm-hmm. But I'm.
Be careful with your words.
Okay. In theory, mm-hmm. we love a lip oil. I'll put a lip oil on all day long. Mm-hmm. I think they're so cute. I love the rebrand that ChapStick has gotten, and it's lip oil. But when your lips are actually chapped,
mm-hmm. you need Aquaphor.
You need a legitimate ChapStick.
Are they out here saying lip oil should be replacing ChapStick?
I just feel like every time I go in my bag where I would usually get a ChapStick mm-hmm. has now been. There's a lip oil in there. And I did that to myself.
I love how you're blaming Gen Z for what's in your bag yeah, right now.
They made me buy it. So I have 27 lip oils. Then none like the of them Benetint do the job. Thing?
The Benetint?
What's that?
I think it's a lip oil. I do have to say, not all lip oils are created equal. Some yeah. lip oils, you put it on and you're like, I just put olive oil that's like slightly pink on my lip.
And it goes away in you have joy for 15 seconds.
For sure.
And
it's like gum.
I'm all about 10 seconds of euphoria throughout my day.
For sure.
I'll do those like dopamine hits. Hit. So I'll throw on a lip oil that yeah. doesn't work and I'll love it and I'll rebuy it. Mm-hmm. But when I'm in crisis mode, mm-mm. where I'm in tropical Albany for 5 days and my lips are crusting off my face, take your lip oil, shove it up your ass. I need heavy-duty Aquaphor.
I do think lip oil has not hit where it needs to hit. Mm-hmm. I think a lip oil you can put on over a
full
pencil
lip. Yeah.
with lipstick,
yeah.
then some lip oil.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. When people put on Aquaphor, you can't just put a pencil over it. It
no.
just doesn't work.
Right.
So like you have to like pre-prep your lips yeah. so by the time you're going to paint on it, it's ready. People don't talk about that
enough. No one talks about the pre-prep of lips.
Or they'll, if you're getting your makeup done, they put the lip, the Aquaphor first.
Yeah, and then they do everything
and
else.
And then they take it off.
And then they're ready.
And then they put it on. It is so hard to be a woman.
No, because do you ever like put lipstick on and then all of a sudden you can feel the pieces of your skin on your lips coming off and then you have to bite it off with your
Oh yeah, I'll
teeth.
Pull it off in front of people.
Yeah.
And I'll throw it at them.
Yeah. People don't talk about that enough.
That'll ruin your whole day if you know that like skin is falling off mm-hmm. your lip while people are talking.
I just
to you.
Like eat it.
Mm. I was, you know, bullied online. no, there was
I don't
okay,
know if you guys are aware
when
of this.
When I
but,
was when there was a time online where it was very much Hannah wait, doesn't shower. And
the fact that we're both in blazers, this feels very NPR right now. And we're like, we're not aware. We don't know if you were aware, but Hannah was bullied online. And
no, like,
there's a number to call.
There are things that I probably deserved, but mm-hmm. there were some things I don't. They say that my lips always look chapped.
Yeah.
And they say that I don't shower.
Which is so funny to me because we've gotten in fights about your over-excessive showering.
So, Paige, let's have an honest moment here on the pod. I'm, like, very open soul right now. I can take it.
Okay.
Why do you think people think I look like I haven't showered and my lips are always chapped?
Because you don't brush your hair.
A win is
and
a win.
And it's not even that you don't brush your hair. No,
no
you
I
don't.
I don't.
It's that your hair is always down and you don't brush it because yeah. it's usually coming out of like some type of curl that you've had it in the day before.
Not even. I woke up like this, bitch.
But your
like
hair
this.
Dries like that too, which I think people don't
this
understand.
This is how it dries.
Like it dries wavy.
And you know, my mom every day will say, did you brush your hair?
Yeah.
And I said, Mom, I'm 32. Don't worry about me, but no, I didn't. But I do think it's like, when did we, like, do you think men, if they had long hair, would have to brush it all the time? Brushing your hair is exhausting.
No, I think we just get, like, blamed for things that, like.
But it is true, like, if you don't have your hair brushed, like, I think people think you don't have your shit together.
Yeah.
Which is true.
I also feel like that sometimes when I wear my hair, like, up.
Yeah. Like, also, when I brush my hair too much, it does kind of get frizzy. So I like the look. I'll brush my hair more. I'll brush it.
Who cares? Do whatever you want. I do want you to start wearing your hair in more ponytails, though.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
I like it. Holiday shopping is right around the corner, and sometimes it's so hard to buy for certain people. And for me, it's my dad. I can never figure out what to get him. But if you're a business owner and you need to grow your team, then we have the perfect gift for you, and it's simple. You want a smart hiring solution, so look no further than ZipRecruiter. And right now, we're gifting it to you for free at ZipRecruiter.com/giggly. ZipRecruiter uses smart matching technology to identify the most qualified people for a wide range of roles. And the bow on top is if you see a candidate who's a great match for your job, ZipRecruiter makes it easy to send them a personal invite so they're more likely to apply. So get your hiring wrapped up quickly with ZipRecruiter. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/giggly. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/giggly. G-I-G-G-L-Y. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
I am a big screenshot girly right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm screenshotting everything.
What's the percentage that you're ever going back and looking at those screenshots?
0.
Yeah.
So today...
So you're just filling up your memory.
The amount of things that I go, this is super important. Yeah. I'm going to screenshot it. Like, what mental illness mm-hmm. am I suffering from that I continually keep screenshotting things that I know I will never see again, but I feel good.
Are you screenshotting... What are you screenshotting?
You know what? I'll show you my screenshots. Okay. I screenshot a Mary Fuck Kill that I want to do with you on the pod.
Okay.
I screenshot a vintage store that I want to go to in France one day.
Okay.
I screenshotted Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion because I've never watched it and I want to watch it once. I screenshotted this girl's outfit, but a photographer was walking in front, so I missed the outfit. I screenshotted a coffee shop I want to go to in Lower East Side. I screenshotted this outfit that I'm probably not going to buy ever.
But that's a very you outfit. That was very cute.
I screenshotted a 4-ingredient banana bark that I'm never going to make.
You're never going to make.
I screenshotted energy takers versus energy givers because my mom sent it to me, and I think that was important. Then I screenshotted a podcast episode that I'll never listen to.
Yep.
A girl's red-colored hair that I'm not going to know.
Mm-hmm.
I screenshotted a tweet that says, what if birds don't even need to spit food into each other's mouths? They just like it. No, my screenshots are a wild place.
Wait, I feel like that is your aesthetic. Like, if everyone just went to their screenshots because you don't...
That's what the inside of my mind is.
Yeah, like, that is really what your true aesthetic is.
Oh, also, every now and then, we have a good back and forth text conversation that I like to blast to the public.
Yeah.
What was going on with this cottage cheese combination?
Okay, let's talk about the cottage cheese combination because people were...
Upset?
Screaming at me.
Oh, my God. I never want to cause hate online. But I think you deserve it.
Well, first of all, everyone thought they were baked beans.
So,
and like, it was Thanksgiving Day, so I didn't have the time to be like,
salsa?
It's not baked beans. Okay, it's called corn relish.
Oh.
And it's like, it almost has the consistency of like a pepper jelly. Like, have you ever had like pepper jelly?
Mm-hmm. Like an aioli. I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, I'm a Michelin star chef. I know what that is. You put jelly and you put some pepper on. I know what pepper jelly is. Wait, but my questions are...
Okay, a cracker. You do a cracker and cottage cheese and then corn relish, and it's so good.
Well, cottage cheese all day. You didn't put context to this. You didn't show the cracker. You just sent it.
I got excited. I said, I'm going to show Santa. She loves putting random shit with cottage cheese.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Don't ever do it again.
Wait. Also, okay, like, I texted you on Thanksgiving. Hey, like, you should try this with cottage cheese. You immediately shut me down, made fun of me, then said something mean. And I said, like, LOL back. Real friends don't acknowledge a holiday.
If you said Thanksgiving.
I'd be like, are we fighting? Like, I feel like... Are we distant?
I'm like,
is something
did you
off?
Steal money from me? Are you about to drop some horrible news on me?
Like, real friends.
The Thanksgiving text, though, look.
No, let's talk about it.
Okay, this is horrible, but if you're out here sending, like,
Thanksgiving
any
text
Thanksgiving message. Text, because obviously your first-tier friends, you're not sending it to. If you're sending it to your second-tier friends, what do you want from them?
What's the end goal?
What's the end goal? Third of all, you're an ex- who's just getting an excuse to text,
yeah.
Which is like, I respond Happy Turkey Day because I'm not even going to say Thanksgiving. You're different. Yeah, I'm like, I'm not like other girls, you know?
When I get the Thanksgiving text, my first initial reaction is like, oh, fuck off. Mm-hmm. But then my second one is, wow, that's nice.
But then are they just mass texting it to a lot of people? And they just, like, want attention?
Like, are they copy and pasting?
Yeah. Like, are they just, like, networking? Like, they
who
went to a networking meeting and they were like, every holiday, send it to people you want to stay in touch with.
My favorite thing about holidays is that you have no legal obligation to speak to anyone.
True.
Like, I'm not texting back.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets, like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Well, I did a TikTok about being like I have to say, my dad is probably like the funniest one of the family. Mm-hmm. And I'm close second. And when my dad's like taking a break or something, I have to carry
the
I have
family.
To be fun, and yes. People will look to me to like what's the next
you
fun?
Need the entertainment of the day,
because I take it personally if people are not having like a fun time.
Yeah,
especially because my family like kind of hosts it, but it is exhausting to be like the personality hire.
No, it's hard to be the Kim Kardashian of your family.
It is. And I mean, if anyone gets it, you
it's
do
me. I totally understand it. Not only am I the Kim Kardashian of my family, but I also ruin Thanksgiving because I used to ruin Thanksgiving because I would come hungover and like throw up and yell at everyone because I was tired.
Yeah.
This year, we play Family Feud every year.
See, I would never see that for your family.
Every single year, my dad is Steve Harvey. He does a great job. Oh. Boys versus girls, no matter what.
Does he put on a mustache?
No, he uses his own. So we play Family Feud and it's known that my dad will help me cheat. And
that's cute. That's
I don't
fun.
Know. Everyone kind of has a problem with it. And I'm like,
it's a bit.
It seems like a you problem. I don't know what to tell you. It's my dad, you know? And I'm his favorite person.
If your dad
here.
Doesn't help you cheat, that's like.
Get a DNA test. Is that your
is
dad?
That your dad? I'm adopted.
So like he'll read the question and we'll be doing the answers. And I'll always be deciding between two things and I'll be like, oh, is it pineapple or is it blueberry? And then I'll look at my dad and he'll like give me a look and I'll be like, it's pineapple. And so then I'll say, and then we'll win the point. Well, Craig doesn't like this. Craig doesn't like that my dad helps me cheat. And so
this is a much deeper issue going on. There's layers to this.
No, it was straight up as if I threw the Monopoly board, threw the table over and was like, fuck you guys. I'm out of this family. I'll never play a game with you ever again. So Craig and my brother were cheating because you're not supposed to talk to each other when you're doing the individual answers.
No.
And so they're cheating, like, the first three rounds of the game. And so then it gets to, like, the seventh round, and the girls are losing, and we never lose. We win every single year.
Because girls are detail-oriented.
And so I'm like, I'm done playing. You ruined the whole game for everyone. You ruined Thanksgiving. You've been cheating since the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I literally almost start crying. Mm-hmm. And then I realized I embarrassed myself, and, like, I ruined Thanksgiving, and we stopped playing.
And you had been cheating the whole time, too.
Well, correct.
But that was different. That's part of the game.
Girl.
Yes. Do you know what gives me the ick? Men cheating.
I was like, but you're not smart enough to know the answer. He was like, you don't know any answers. I was like,
men have been going to college for literally like centuries. We just started going to college. Like, my mom was the first in my generation to go to college. Yeah. We're allowed to cheat when it comes to academics.
I've cheated on every single test I've ever taken in school, and I will never apologize because life is about learning to delegate.
You ever get mad when the person you're cheating off of just, like, didn't study hard enough? Yeah. And you're like, get it together,
this
bitch!
This is your job. This is your job.
You're like, figure it out. Are we guessing?
I feel like the devil wears Prada when I would be in school cheating. I'm like, Andrea, this was your job to do the math.
Also, I do have to say, we don't talk enough about the girlies who have such a good relationship with their dad that finding the man makes, like, you question it. And I think when people ask you about marriage, you've done the whole, like, if I was a man, they wouldn't ask me this. I think the next thing now, because we need new things to riff on.
Right.
In interviews, you should just be like, when your dad is so spectacular, like, you just have no, you just want the perfect, perfect guy. So I'm just making sure that I'm making 100% the right decision on
this. Wait, that's so true.
Because I think that's actually how you feel.
It is. I feel like, because I feel like husbands, like, replace your dad. And my mom, like, yelled at me. She was like, they don't. Your husband's not supposed to be your dad. You already have a dad.
My dad literally said, she's your problem now. Laughed and walked away.
Because there are just certain things that, like, I think, like, in my life, I think, oh, well, I'll just call my dad. Because he'll know, or he'll already be able to fix it, or, like, he'll just do it and it won't stress him out because, like, he has to. I'm his daughter.
Yes.
And then I get nervous. Like, can I put all of that burden on a husband?
Yes, but you're going to also have to take
no
burden for him as well.
No. Absolutely not. Hire an assistant.
Every now and then I will ask Des to do something for no reason. Like, I forgot something in the house and I was like, can you get it?
Yeah.
Like, just testing his love.
Yeah.
And sometimes he does, and sometimes he's like, why don't you get it?
Yeah.
And I go, valid. Like, I like when you stand up for yourself.
Right. But never do it again. So cute. No, Craig is very good at that, where I'm like, Stanley needs to be filled up. I'm
so. But if a guy does it too much, he's cheating.
Yeah.
Whenever you hear a story about a guy, she's like, he would leave me post-it notes saying all these lovely things. So it's hard out here. You have to have a thin line.
No, if
because then you stop respecting him at a certain point.
If your boyfriend writes you a love letter, go through his phone.
I truly believe that.
Yeah.
A love, because men,
he left you a poem.
First of all, where did he learn to write? Someone cooked here.
Left you a poem before he left for work. He went to go meet
his
work wife.
He's going to fuck his secretary.
Okay.
Wait, speaking of relationships, I saw this fuck, marry, kill from Belessa. They're, like, this really good sex toy company.
Yeah.
But they post these funny tweets. Fuck, marry, kill. Sees a therapist. Six-figure salary. Top-tier dick.
Oh, my God.
Right?
That's a good one. Okay, wait. Yeah. What was the first one?
Sees a therapist. This is hard. Is he seeing a therapist because of, like, court-mandated therapy? Like, did he get, like the anger management guy on Giggly Squad live
guys,
show?
Did we tell the Gigglers?
I talked
guys, okay. Oh, my God. This was probably the best guy we brought up. I forget what his name was. But we did New York City Giggly Squad show. And one of the questions that we asked the guys is, like, have they been to therapy?
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy answers. And he goes,
well, I look at him and I go, I already know the answer to this question. Have you been to therapy? No. And he goes, I have. And we're thrown. Because I'm good at this. Like, I can tell if a guy's been to therapy.
And we're excited.
We're excited for
we're
him.
Happy.
I go, I love being proven wrong by a man.
He goes, no. Or he goes, wait, what did he say? He goes,
yes.
But it was court ordered and it was actually anger management.
And he was like, and I went once.
I don't think I've ever met someone who legit has gone to anger management. I mean, I know people that should, and like it should be a legal obligation, but I don't think I've ever met someone who's legit
gone. I think the
gone.
Second, the first time your man gets mad, go, I think you should go to anger management. No. Literally. And if, I don't care how much you annoyed him or pushed him to that point, yeah. You go, you need anger management.
I feel like, and I've recognized this in myself, and it's a horrible trait, but I'll never stop. I'm really good at gaslighting people. And
Men.
Yeah. And one of my favorite things to do is when a guy gets angry is point out that he's angry.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that gets them, I'm like, yeah. Ooh, that made you really mad, didn't yeah. it? And like that just, oh.
You're so naughty. Mean. I do think also I'm learning as I get older, if people ever get mad at you, I've been reading these things about like if they yell at you, mm-hmm. you either just keep looking at them.
Yeah.
Like don't respond at all. Or if they say something really mean, say what? And make them repeat yeah. it. Because then it sounds so stupid. If they're like, you stupid bitch. And you go, what'd you say? you stupid bitch. Like, it just makes. And then you could literally be like, I can't hear you. Like, I can't hear you. There's like the air conditioner is really loud right
Wait,
now.
Pretending that you can't hear? That's a great
Well,
trick.
I heard something like if you're ever getting bullied. And this could be like maybe there's some like mean girls that you're dealing with yeah. and they say something kind of like passive aggressive like, oh, you would do that.
Yeah.
Just go, sorry, what'd you say? I like actually couldn't hear you. And then she'll be like, oh, you would do that. And you're like, okay. Like,
yeah, just no, I did it.
So much of life is about not responding or making them keep talking. And like this, if I've learned anything from being on reality TV.
Let people speak, talk.
Let people talk and do not react because they're just trying to get you to react. Look at us. Oh, wait, that. We never even. Okay, fuck Mary Kill. Oh, right.
No, I literally. We
She's a therapist.
Forgot. Okay.
I'll say right now, kill six figure salary.
Okay.
You need seven
Why?
Figures.
No.
I don't. I'd rather. This is the thing. I don't go for money. I just want a guy who's passionate about something and like good at it. But the money comes when you're passionate and good at something.
Yeah.
I don't want a guy that just has a six figure salary, but like
hates
he hates his, job, hates
yeah.
his life. All he talks about is how he hates going to work every day. I'm like, okay, well, figure it out.
There is such a difference between dating a guy who is poor but has ambition and dating a guy who's just poor. And I've
True.
Dated both.
True. I've dated both as well.
Both an equally fun time.
Yeah. Well, then it comes top tier dick. Some say if the dick is too good, you can't trust him. Like, how did it get that good?
Right.
What kind of power has he had with
and
that good
I
of a dick?
And then I also feel like that does something to your chemicals in your brain.
He's been
and
treated like
making,
a god by people.
You're making irrational decisions.
You start getting treated like a celebrity.
Yeah.
Because your dick is so good and people talk about it. And then you start thinking you're something that you're not.
I think I'm marrying.
I think we're killing them all.
Extinct.
Slaughter. A slaughterhouse.
I think I'm marrying the going to therapy. I'm fucking the literal sex one. And then I'm killing six figures because make more, do better. Challenge yourself.
I love that for you.
Thank you. What is yours? I feel like yours is the same.
Yeah, I feel like mine's the same. Honestly, top tier dick scares me. Like it's giving like.
Also,
like sex
guys
addicts.
Who are like too good at sex kind of gives me an ick. I'm like, what is this performance?
No.
Lay down, act like you're tired.
No, make me make you
yeah.
want to do this. Like, I don't want you to be like, welcome to the show.
Right. If you're like, oh my God, your mind's going to be blown, like, mm-hmm. gross.
If you find the clit too fast, one, someone cooked here.
Yeah.
Two, it took me 18 years to find my own clit.
Yeah.
What have you been doing in your downtime?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like when a guy, when you were younger, when he like undoes the bra too fast and you're like, oh, okay, you have chlamydia.
Yeah.
Like, you just, you're
two
like.
Two fingers, just.
Two fingers.
And you're
no.
like.
No. Like, at least pretend you're. But
yeah.
then if he takes too long, then you start getting
you're
sad.
Like, oh, man.
Because you're like, if you can't even unbutton this,
yeah.
you're not
like,
going to.
You're like, we'll be great friends. We'll go shopping together.
I want the guy to be like a little insecure in bed, like a little
no,
nervous.
A little? I want him to be so insecure. Are you kidding? That's my dream.
But you also like guys who choke, so you want him to be like crying while choking you?
Well, I'm a Scorpio. I changed my mind. You know me. I'm a black cat. I'm like, give me attention. It'll get away. No, I want them to be insecure to the point where they're mind is blown that they've even gotten me in this situation mm-hmm. that they're like, this is the best, I can't believe this is even happening. I'm going to tell my grandkids about it.
Yeah.
But then I want them to muster up assertiveness.
Yes.
In that moment.
Like in that moment, they were like, knees are sweaty, arms sweet, spaghetti on a sweater, I'm ready, this is my moment.
I want them singing Eminem.
Yes, and then he takes the mic and he comes out with nowhere. And then he's like, that was the greatest performance I've ever had, but I didn't know it was in me and you brought it out of me.
And then I want him to be obsessed with me and then see ya.
And, but I also think that you don't want to be too good and you don't want him to like, just seem like it wasn't a special moment.
Right. Right.
So I was going to say something else and I blacked out.
It's okay. You disassociated. Your brain needed a break for a second and that's okay. And what we've learned here today is sometimes your brain needs a second and that's okay.
Oh my God.
Be sweet to your brain.
Okay. There's like a lot of stuff happening in pop culture.
Yeah.
And I've been watching a lot of stuff. Let's first start off because we weren't going to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I think we should. Silvana and Dave Portnoy broke up. We found out because she posted a TikTok.
So she posted a TikTok and I go to the comments to see like what people are saying. Because the comments the video is like a little cryptic. Not cryptic, but it's like her crying, showing these like cards.
Like imagine you bought these for your soulmate. And I first thought she was telling a story of like a friend.
I thought her dog died. I don't know why.
So much worse. No, yeah.
I don't know why my like initial thought was like,
that
oh my God.
Her dog could read. She got letters for her dog. But
I look at Polo, I'm like, step it up.
Part of me was also like, if I got those gifts for my husband would be like, are you cheating on me? It was like, you're amazing. Whatever. She got him really cute.
I just wasn't expecting it. So I go to the comments and the first comment I see is you. And that's my favorite pastime, is to see your friends out in the wild commenting on shit. Because it just makes it so much better.
Okay, so I think it came up pretty early on my, like, when it happened. Because I texted you about it. Because I need you to know when things happen when I do.
Right.
We have to be on the same page with stuff. So I commented just like a side comment to try to make her feel better. Mm-hmm. I started getting notifications, like, people are commenting on this comment, and I think my comment, like, low-key kind of went viral.
No, it literally did.
So my comment got almost 15,000 likes, and it said, I know this is not helpful at all, but you are such a pretty crier, like, pop off. I laugh at myself.
But also,
she looks stunning.
She looks a gorgeous crier.
So I just wanted her to be like, in this moment, you might be feeling so dark, but like other girls are looking and being like Kim Kardashian, love you, Kim, is like, if Kim could cry that pretty, like it wouldn't be fair for the rest of us.
Right.
But Silvana looked gorgeous. And you know what? I think she probably learned a lot from that relationship with him. And some people did comment because he's very good at like getting involved in other people's personal shit. I would love to get... I mean, I want Silvana to be protected at all costs, but like if people kind of, you know, got some good tea on the pod.
People were saying there was like articles that like, oh, maybe he cheated on her. And then I guess he was in the same city at the same coffee shop on the same day, but like different times mm-hmm. than Raquel from Vanderpump.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh my God, like, and somehow she
There's
got dragged
no
into
There's no fucking
it.
Way.
Absolutely not. But then Dave did a statement being
what
like.
What did he say?
I mean, it was like a crazy statement.
Like
in
written
my opinion.
Out? Written out statement?
I think so. And he said, like, I'm so offended that I'm even associated with that trash bag. And, like, just, like, dragged the fuck out of Raquel. And, like, look, I get it. Like, that whole situation. But also, like.
Poor Raquel's trying to recover.
I mean.
She's just starting
to,
like.
She didn't even do anything in this situation.
She's just starting to, like, wake up in the morning and feel a little
like,
better.
Okay. And I just felt so bad because I was like, oh, my God. Okay. Is this, like, what this girl's going to get now for the rest of her life? Like, anytime someone brings her up, like, grown men who are in their late 30s are even, like, picking on her. Like, I don't know. It was just, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, obviously, like, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was seeing, like, other things saying Silvana like wants to get married and have a family like within reason mm-hmm. in whatever age. I don't know how old she is, but mm-hmm. like within reason in the next 5 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's
You're
he
like,
didn't
the next
want 20 to.
Years. He didn't want to. Well, you know what? Then good.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be stuck in the wrong thing.
Right.
I do.
And she's young and hot and like.
Yeah.
no, like, I, this, I feel awful for her. I'm not worried about her for
I'm
a
not
second.
Worried about her for a second. Silvana, no. Like I said in my comment that went viral, pop off.
Yeah.
Like, pop that pussy.
I want to see her with, like, imagine she just, like, started dating Tom Brady. That's revenge on another level.
Wait, I think she can.
And I think she's, like, Colombian, and I feel like they like revenge just as much as an Italian.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
If she wants to strategize, she can call us.
I mean, women in general. I also, there is this new thing about when girls get broken up with, they just, they like, they're showing the process on TikTok. Mm-hmm. I would never. But, and this is my pride and my ego speaking. Mm-hmm. I will immediately start posting me like skipping down the street because I'm so fucking happy.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, as a woman, we are so powerful after getting broken up with. Like, men don't do the same thing. Girls will immediately... start taking F45 classes.
No, it's like we all got an ebook when we were 12, and it's like, this is what you do after you get broken up with.
No, they get like new fashion, new yeah. hair, new like mentality, like yep. in therapy. They, you always level up after a breakup. I consider breakups like jobs. Like,
yes.
If you lose a job or you leave a job, you always get a higher base salary the next one.
Every boyfriend I've ever had, like, has always been better than the last one.
Yes. So, guys, if you want a better boyfriend, break up.
Yeah.
Because that's just how the world works. That's just called girl
math. And that's just, like, HR tells you that. You know, like, that's just basic getting your first office job.
But it is funny. Like, you know, if you meet a guy at a time in your life where you're a different person.
Yeah.
And then you grow, but he still treats you like that person he first met you as.
Yes.
And then you leave and then you see guys see you as the person you've become.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I just got chills because that's
so
powerful.
It's so funny because, like, in my early 20s when I would date, like, older guys, even, like, my mid-20s, they would always say, like, passive-aggressive things like, oh, when you're, like,
hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
27, you're gonna be so hot. Or like when you're 30 and you're like a real woman and like successful, like you'll be like more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like so putting you down in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
I will say that to men. Like, I'll meet a 28-year-old guy who's like complaining about being single, and I'll look at him and be like, I mean this so nicely. You're cooking. You're still cooking.
Yeah.
When you are 36, you will be prime time.
Yeah.
You need to work on yourself during that time because I would not let any of my friends near you. At this moment.
Oh, God, no.
They can't afford the therapy. Mm-hmm. You clearly can't afford the therapy. Paris Hilton baby name?
Did you see that Paris Hilton's having a girl? And she's naming it London?
Cute.
I think it's so freaking cute. Like, I like the name London in general, but the fact that her name is Paris and the daughter's name is London. And
what's
I just,
the other kid's name? Like, do we have a consistent theme going?
No, I don't think we have a consistent theme going.
Okay.
I don't remember what the son's name is.
Do you think she conceived him and her in London?
No, but I have a feeling she's probably had this name on her baby name list since she was literally, like, 12.
It is funny because some places, if you conceive, it's, like, the cutest name, like Aspen or, like, Nevada. Like, those are cute names, but, yeah. What if
it's, like, Cincinnati? You know? What if it's Boise? Boise, you have soccer practice at 7.
Ronkonkoma.
What the fuck
that's
is
a place in Long Island? Oklahoma City. North Dakota. Dakota's pretty.
Dakota's pretty.
Yeah. I mean, Kim naming her kid Chicago is like, that's teetering. We love you, Kim.
But only the Kardashians could do that.
The Kardashians can do it.
Yeah, like if I popped out like a baby and I was like, it's Chicago.
Yeah.
You'd be like.
It's a lot of syllables.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of like,
Shy is cute.
Is anything else happening in Front Page News?
Okay, so we talked about the breakup. I love Paris Hilton's baby name. I think that was all I saw like this week that I was like, oh, I want to talk to Hannah about that. Why, did you have any Front Page News that was
No, but I have a lot of stuff I've been watching.
Okay.
Because it's been a week.
Yeah.
And I've been doing my research for the girlies. I haven't watched it, but House of Kardashian people are talking about. I mean, how many documentaries about the Kardashians come out?
What is this on?
It's, I don't know. House Kardashians is on somewhere, but people are talking about it.
Okay.
And I guess it's like a different angle on stuff. So if you're obsessed with Kardashians, check that out. I think I will eventually.
Kris Kardashian's writing a biography. They were like teasing it, promoing it in the last episode. And it, I do feel like it probably is good.
I want to learn, like, you know, Joe Rogan talks about like, oh, like I take this for my mental state and it makes my brain. Yeah. I want to know what the Kardashians are on. Is it Adderall? Is it all organic? Like what, how do they get the energy?
There's a whole nother level of wellness for like A-list celebrities that like we just would never have access to. Like,
yeah.
The amount of people that I've heard that do like stem cell stuff, like there's no way Taylor Swift is getting done with a concert and washing her makeup off with her fucking Cetaphil and getting a good 6 hours before she wakes up the next morning to do another concert. No fucking way you would die.
No, I want to know the like athletic situation that's going on between like Beyonce and Taylor Swift after their show. Are they going in like, how many ice baths are they doing? Are they have like a chamber of like stem cell, whatever.
I know for a fact they're doing like stem cell regeneration, like shit. You can steroids. Do it in like 45 minutes and like sit there.
Are there children's blood involved?
Yeah, and their skin probably.
Yeah. Allegedly. Okay, then there's the Twin Flames documentary that just came out on Netflix. I watched it on Amazon Prime. I haven't got myself to like watch it. I will watch eventually, but it's like the same shit, but it's very interesting.
Okay.
I have a cult documentary. You know, every couple months a doc comes out and I'm really like, you guys have to fucking watch this.
Yeah.
It's called Love Has Won. And there's... they have to call the leader mother.
Okay.
She was a manager at a McDonald's. And she said, you know what? There's more to life.
Yeah.
And she goes on this weird like online thing, meets some old man with like no teeth and just leaves her family. Like goes to dinner and then just never comes back and starts living with him in the middle of like Colorado. And they just like do a lot of research, whatever. Long story short.
What did they do research on?
Like just like the world and like different dimensions, like that kind of shit.
So they did a lot of shrooms.
Yes. So, okay. So this is the best part. Everyone's high.
Yeah.
And she's the only one that's allowed to eat. And she eats like chicken parmesan, like quesadillas, and no one else is eating. And she's also.
It sounds like you started this cult. You're like, here's my cult. You bring me all your chicken parm. I eat it and you watch me.
I will make sure that you will go to heaven.
That's just your Uber
Kim
Eats.
Goes, Hannah, do you believe in God? I go, do you believe in me eating chicken parm? Okay, it gets crazier. So she apparently explains that she's been a lot of people throughout her lifetime. She was Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
And Robin Williams is her, like, angel.
Okay.
And she'll be like, Robin Williams is very mad at you right now.
And you want to know what? That is the last thing I want.
She goes, Robin is not happy. Mm-hmm. Robin is watching over you. So, like, she's nice, but then out of nowhere, she'll be like, Robin Williams is upset.
Now this is Doubtfire. What in the
So then she's getting, like, hammered every night. Mm. And it's become, like, this cult. Like, there's a lot of people living with her. And she gets hammered every night. And they're like, you know, she deals with everyone's energy all day. So she's exhausted. So she, like, drinks at night. The alcohol, like, that's what, okay, she's alcoholic.
Yeah.
And then she's, like, doing all these drugs, and she always has a father. So it's basically like her boyfriend, but she'll be like, you are father, and the guy gets all excited.
If I had a nickel, if I had a fucking nickel, I mean, you're my husband.
So she literally will pick a guy and be like, your father. And he's all like flattered because she's basically like, you're in charge, like with me.
Okay.
And she's like fucking him. So then she starts like, her whole thing is she starts getting sick. And basically, she has liver disease because she's been drinking herself to death.
Wow.
And they were like, we don't understand what's happening to her. And this is crazy. And this is like the devil coming to get her because she's trying to change. It is so fucking good.
What is the point of the cult? What are they trying to accomplish?
They are... that is my question with every cult. They're basically
so
like...
So she's just like, live with me and let's party?
basically she's like, you're all forced to do all these things from society, but like we are living in like another dimension. Like we are going to ascend. Like we can do whatever we
want.
Honestly,
sounds great for a week.
No, it sounds
like
so,
fun for a
week. People literally had so much fun.
Yeah, they're doing drugs.
Then she did this thing.
Fucked up.
This guy comes who's like so sweet, was her father. And then a new guy comes in, chiseled jawline, so hot. And immediately she goes, oh. My angels, Robin Williams is talking to me. That guy is the father, actually. So sorry. That guy's the father. I got it wrong. So the nice guy's like, okay, like your father. So this guy is a meth head.
Yeah.
And he starts like yelling at everyone and gets too powerful. So she goes.
Sorry, I'm just picturing like me being like, Craig, we have to break up because, okay, small thing. Robin Williams literally told me. And my this angel, guy over here.
Robin Williams thinks that guy's hotter than you. So then she literally goes, you are low vibration. You are your lowest masculinity right now. If our angels think we're meant to be together, then you have to find me, but I'm not telling you where I'm going. So she drives hours and hours, I think to like Oregon, something crazy. Like something like 35 days later, he just shows up at the door like
hair
a mess. Like he like walked like 80 miles and finds her. And she's like, the angels meant for us to be together. And he's like, I'm sober. Long story short, it's two or three episodes right now. So it finishes and I'm like, let's fucking go. What's the next episode? And it's like, next episode's coming out on Monday. The way I felt like a frat boy who lost his fantasy football team, I wanted to punch a fucking wall. Yeah. I am so spoiled
with
shows. Just
yeah,
I was like
binge the whole season.
You got me watching a show that hasn't, you want me to wait 6 days to know what Robin Williams is mad about? Mm-hmm. That's fucked up.
No, and this is what's wrong with the entertainment industry because they gaslit us and they're like, and now we stream and you don't, and just buy all these streaming platforms. And the reason it's better is because you can watch it all at one time. Yep. Like you'll get the whole season. You never, the weekly thing is gone. We're never doing it again. Mm-hmm. And then they hook you on a show. And then it was like after COVID, they were like, psych, we're actually going to go back to weekly. Mm-hmm. So you're there waiting till
and
next
I've been
Wednesday
given,
at 9 p.m.
I've been given the goods. So now I'm tweaking, being like, I need the rest. And I'm not even excited to watch the next episode because I know I can't even know what happens after that episode until the following week. So life is bad.
Yeah.
Life is pretty fucking bad right now. We're in a low point. Also, people have been messaging me about the Hillsong doc. I lost track of like all the Hillsong docs, but I was on Hulu. There is one on Hulu through FX that is like the most updated one where they find the guy Carl Lentz, who was like the hot preacher that cheated and all
to
this
me,
stuff.
He's the same person as Scooter Braun. Like, that's the same guy.
Yeah, they're the same person in just different
just, like, think,
dimensions.
Yeah.
They're different fonts, the same person.
Like, when people talk about them, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, and Justin Bieber loves them both.
Yeah.
So Carl Lentz, what's crazy about this documentary is they fucking find him.
Yeah.
In hiding in Sarasota.
Florida?
Yeah. Sarasota's actually kind of a cute name.
Yeah.
Sarasota.
That's
he
where
has,
I was
like,
conceived.
Grown out hair. I love when guys get like a little emotional. They have to like grow out their beard and their
so
hair.
So dramatic.
It's like, oh, okay, castaway.
It's like you don't live in the middle of the woods.
You're in Florida.
You live on 47th Street, okay? Get a razor.
Sorry a girl broke up with you when you were 8.
Grow
like, get
up.
Over it. But it's funny because you get to hear him speak about stuff. And that was fascinating. I don't want to give anything away, but like...
Well, good job because you didn't. And he talks, and you should watch that one because he forms sentences with words he uses.
And yeah.
And here we are.
Pray for us, Kim, because this week, Hillsong, we are going to Chicago.
Yes.
And we both have flights the day before. We think there's a 0% chance that the show, anything will happen.
Yeah. I booked my flight the day before because I just feel like Chicago has bad juju, bad energy with me, and I couldn't risk like a random snow squall coming in on a Sunday afternoon.
Snow squall.
Yeah, snow squall.
I'm obsessed with that. Robin Williams was so mad that we missed the December
Robin
show.
Williams is our guardian angel. I can't.
So also, we are going to be planning another like full giggly tour.
Yeah.
We want to know from you guys where we need to go. Put it in the review section of the pod. Just blast it out. Let us know where you want us to go. Also, I do have to say, this is biased, but I just think the gigglers, after reading their comments all week, are just
So funny.
The funniest listeners of any podcast. And I'm biased. But, like, if you listen to Giggly Squad, you are certified hysterical.
And I feel like it's just, like, a different type of vibes. Like, I know, like, every podcast has fans that people listen to that podcast. Those people are different than the people that listen to Giggly Squad.
Yeah, like, they're not our fans. They are our people. They're certified silly goosers. Yeah. Because it's a sense of humor that is so...
Yeah, it's different.
There's
it's
so many layers of inside jokes that, like... We just love you guys so much.
Yeah.
And
happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Check the newsletter.
For stuff.
For stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's actually the newsletter's getting crazy.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for giggling with us. Bye.